Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You caused some minor panic in the nerd world with your tweet saying you had a special announcement concerning the new Star Wars movie, and people just freaked out about it.
It was so good. I had big news.
Oh,
I
mean, you did?
This is huge.
Yeah. Man. Oh, my God. People were like, oh, my God, is the Black Squadron going to have a spinoff? And, oh, God, are they going to keep going with Snap Wexley? Ah!
You know what's so cool is when I was able to do that, look, the Force Awakens came out, it was so secretive, as this is as well, right?
Yeah.
The Skywalker is also, like, top secret. But none of us could say anything at all, nothing. And it generated so much buzz, and they were able to raise so much money through these Omaze campaigns and the experience of actually going to the premiere. So I wasn't able to be a part of that because, you know, there's so many more people and bigger characters in the movie than me. And then I wasn't in Episode 8. Now I'm in Episode 9 again, and I'm like, okay, please, can I please raise money for this cause that I care so dearly about? And can I do it in a way that I say, hey, this is big news? Because it is. It's huge news.
Yes.
People can go to the premiere with me.
Oh, my God.
Join me, Snap Wexley, at the premiere. We'll fly you out to L.A., put you up at a hotel, walk the carpet, see the movie, go to the premiere, go to the party. I mean, all that. So they let me do it, and I tease it out. And I agree with you. I got more response, and I'm still getting tremendous response. I mean, it's nuts. And I've had all these friends from all these shows, saying, hey, can we help promote it? It's going to be all over the news today. And I let Ellen know,
nice.
I love it's just great. It's a great thing, and everyone jumps on it. And it more importantly than anything else, it exposes and gives, a voice to the epilepsy community, and that's so desperately needed.
Right, because your son Jake has epilepsy, and so you've been very...
Yeah, he's had it since he's 7. He's 23. He's doing well. And, you know, we are lucky that there's a lot of information out there, and we have access to that information. The more you know what to do when someone has a seizure, the less scary it is.
Right.
The more, you know that there are these great therapies like VNS therapy and, great medications and great doctors and all that. Like, you need to know that there's stuff out there that can help control your seizures. The seizure 90% of the time is not going to hurt somebody. It's the fall.
It's
the hitting of the head or the injury that's involved. So if you start to have a seizure and somebody can slowly take you down to the ground, or you can sense it coming and you can sit down or lay down, all that stuff really helps. And it's all just information-based. You need to learn what to do. So that's why I've got talkaboutit.org, encouraging people to talk about it. And then I can raise money this way. So it's great. It all helps the foundation.
Talkaboutit.org is pretty awesome. You've got your friends. You've got some amazing friends. First of all, you've been friends with J.J. Abrams since you were kids, right? So, and then he's on there. Jennifer Garner's on there. You got the late, great Stan Lee on there.
Oh, yeah.
And Jason Bateman's on there. You've got a lot of great... very talented friends, and they're all contributing to this, and all the videos are on there. So I'd suggest people go there, if you're a fan of any of these people I mentioned, and then you learn something about epilepsy. So talkaboutit.org. It's a really, I love how it's set up. It's really great.
It's one of those things that whoever I work with, I then they all know because of my advocacy, and unfortunately, epilepsy touches so many people. I give you an example. I was lucky enough, Bradley Cooper's a buddy of mine. He's on the website, and he's always been supportive, and he did The Star Is Born, so I played his driver in that movie, and I met Lady Gaga, who I'm a huge fan of, and she says to me, thanks for what you do with epilepsy. I've had a family member, affected by it, and anything I can do to help. So once I hear that, I'm like, whoa. So we have a campaign right now on Omaze, where omaze.com/Gaga, and if you're a Lady Gaga fan, you can win the opportunity to fly out to Vegas and see her show and meet her and go backstage and all that. And it's that kind of thing where, so you go to the website, you see all of these people that are willing to help, and they all want to help. It's 3 million people in the U.S. alone are dealing with seizures and epilepsy. So it's not like, something that I'm in a vacuum. There's so many people affected, and friends and family. It's huge, and I'm trying to do my part.
Well, I appreciate that. I personally also affected dear friends of our family lost their son. He had a seizure in his sleep, and he passed away. So, yeah, you're right. It touches a lot of people, and for that, I really appreciate your efforts on that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. It's important. Cameron Boyce, you know, an amazing actor.
Yes.
He passed away this year, and it affects so many people. I just went to Epilepsy Awareness Day at Disneyland, and you just hear these stories, and it's something that's why we need to find a cure as fast as possible. And I don't ever want to think about it, but it's in the back of my mind.
Right.
You know, my son is doing well, but you never know, and it's terrible.
Absolutely.
Terrible.
Well, not only is Star Wars coming out here in a few weeks, and you set the nerd world on fire with your announcement, but Castle Rock season 2. Now, so were you here in Massachusetts filming that?
Yes. I was in Westford, and then we shot all around, and I love Massachusetts, man. I got to tell you, I actually said to my wife, I'm like, this is where I would love to live.
Oh, yeah, come
on,
man.
Pond. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And the people are so great. I loved it. I mean, absolutely loved it. I've been there before. I love Boston.
Mm-hmm,
but
yeah.
To be, you know, around the just outside of Boston, like to really live there for a while and work, and you just, it's just fantastic. I loved it.
Yeah, Castle Rock is amazing, too. That's another really well-produced, well-written, acted show, and that is also a great one. Since you're
on Hulu, second season right now. Yeah.
Now, since you're in the world, in the sci-fi, comic book, superhero world, real quickly, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on Martin Scorsese's comments about the Marvel movies. I think he used the words lazy filmmaking. I can't understand why he would use that word. So much work went into those films.
I think, you know, he's such a brilliant filmmaker. His characters are so rich, so deep, does so much work to, you know, to really get us hooked on his characters and relate to them and then be scared by them and, you know, I mean, in a character sort of way. You know, and he also takes us into worlds, you know, that we don't normally get to peek our head except through the news and mafia and this and that. I don't know. He's an old school filmmaker, and for him to look, it's sort of like that popcorn or that bubblegum comment. You hear every so, it's a bubblegum movie, it's a popcorn movie. It's like, well, you know what? I love to escape. I love to go to a movie and just escape, and I connect with some of these characters. I mean, Star Wars is a family drama. It's all about who's related to who, and that's the question everybody leaves the theater with, and the action is great. But it's very, I think it's so much more complicated to tell a story like that than some of these other dramas. But, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, and, you know, he's got The Irishman and these brilliant. I worked with Al Pacino on Paterno, and he's in The Irishman now. I mean, I don't understand that comment 100% because there's no one who appreciates more these movies, but his movies are my favorite movies as well. So, you know, it's tough for me to comment on it. I kind of understand where he's coming from in a way, from his perspective, but I don't get it. So, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, his movies, they're completely different from, say, Endgame or any other superhero movie. So I don't understand. Maybe there's a little jealousy in there or something.
About leaning on special effects.
Yeah.
Like just, you know, shooting against a green screen and then going, okay, there's a bunch of geniuses that are going to make this look incredible. I think that's what he's referring to, I think. I don't know, because I watch Endgame, and there's a reason why it was the biggest movie of all time. People are invested with that character. I don't care how much action and how much special effects are laid on a movie. If you don't care about the characters, you're not going to want to see it, and you're not going to want to keep going. You know,
right.
So,
if you didn't jump up out of your seat when Captain America grabbed Thor's hammer and just scream, then come on. How can that not move you, for crying out loud? You know?
I know. I agree. I totally agree. Yeah.
All right. Well, Greg Grunberg, thank you so much for joining us. Greg Grunberg, Living the Dream. I'm sure you grew up watching the Star Wars movies. Now you get to put on the X-Wing fighter uniform and be in the Star Wars
and
movies.
You get to come with me to the premiere.
That's right.
Come
Come on.
Let's
All right.
Do it. Omaze.com/Greg.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Greg Grunberg, thanks a lot, man. Good luck.
You too. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.